We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. We're gonna get to the scary stuff is coming.
Yeah, it is coming.
He's gonna frighten you.
Time John to put on the foil hat.
Get yourself ready. All right. Have some Kleenex next to you.
Yeah, it's scary.
But before we get there, first
turn on all the lights.
Jeremy from Reliable does fantastic work, and the jobs are coming in. So get yourself, have him come out, bid a job for you. Anything you need done outside wise.
Jake actually had him bid a job for him this week, too.
Yeah.
16 by 16 addition on a house.
And oh, okay.
He was looking at buying a house, and he's looking at where he wants to live, and he found a little place and needed an addition. So he got a hold of Jeremy. Jeremy turned around the number for him within 24 hours and helped him realize that he didn't want that house. You know, it's just, you know, because there's a point. Houses are expensive right now.
Yeah.
And he knows it. Jeremy knows it. He's trying to give people fair pricing because too many people are jacking their prices way up right now. And Jeremy from Reliable is trustworthy. I love him. He's a dear friend. You can get a hold of him at 810-429-6957, where it's an addition on your house, a new pole barn, a new pergola, a patio.
Pole barn, garage.
Everything.
Patio. They do cement work now as well.
Make this year you get your hot tub. You know, and make him, have him build a deck specifically for a hot tub, wire it, get it all done. And enjoy life. You know, life is short, so get out there and enjoy it. Reliable Enterprises, you can link to them right from my website and tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. He'll be glad to hear it. And he knows this. Here in Michigan, we already have a lot of gun laws and regulations and restrictions. Rules that are put in place, gun-free zones, et cetera, it just seems to never end here in Michigan. So the Gun Violence Task Force wants more. So they want to prohibit the possession of large capacity magazines. Prohibit. They want them confiscated. In their words, no civilian needs large capacity magazines. Right, quoted right from them. For personal and or safety or hunting. You just don't need these magazines is what they say. Now, in their words, they are weapons of war and should be prohibited to reduce mass casualty deaths. So when you look at 10 million people in the state of Michigan and the amount of large capacity magazines used in
what's violence, a large capacity magazine?
Anything over, in
do they specify?
Over, they don't specify, but usually when Clinton did it, all the magazines went to 10 rounds. We didn't have to turn in the older ones. We didn't have to turn in the 30 rounders. But
new.
All the new stuff had to have 10 rounds. Well, then that what do they call it? Sunrise or whatever? Sunset?
Sunset.
Sunset. And so mass casualty deaths, they've even changed the determining factors of mass shootings to more than two people. Okay, that's a mass shooting. Well, usually a gunfight is two people shooting at each other, so that's two people. So if there's any third person involved, it becomes a mass shooting. Criminal on criminal is usually where these happen, unless it's a school zone, you know, or a mall shooting or something like this. So a lot of questions about this. So they also want to prohibit the sale, possession, manufacture, or transfer of assault weapons. But there again, they don't define assault weapons. In their words, these are weapons no civilian needs to own. Okay. So we'll leave it at that. That's what the this crime prevention task force wants to do. They also want to do one, and this one I understand completely. They want to ban what's called Glock switches, which is this device that goes into Glocks apparently that makes them shoot fully automatic. Glock has already changed the.
We've talked about the new,
the new Gen 6s. They don't work in them. But there are a lot of Gen 3s, 4s, and 5s out there that
apparently they do. So someone found a hack for Glock that worked with the pre-existing.
They're 3D printed, and they go right into the gun, and they make it fully automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, ban them. I think they're already banned. So that would be, you would have 2 10-year felonies in your hand, I believe, if you had a Glock switch in your gun. But they're the ones that spray an amazing fast, like 1,400 rounds a minute out of a Glock is how fast they shoot. So your magazine's empty in 1.5 seconds, a 30-round magazine, just gone. So they are dangerous, and they're scary. I don't like them. I don't want them. I don't want nothing to do with them. So they want to get rid of them. That one I understand. Now, all of this, some good, some far overreaching, and some that are just rights violations. Far from common sense, some of them, but some are truly common sense. So because of the outrage from the Oxford shooting is what it's all based around, this sickening tragedy from this teen who stole his family's gun. And now the news has said several times it was his gun. It would be illegal for it to be his gun because it was a handgun and it was registered to the father. The handgun couldn't be registered to the child. So it was the mother or the father or the father's gun. I haven't paid real attention to the law case on this whole thing, but and I'm not a lawyer. But he went to school and murdered his classmates, planned it, executed it, and ruined families, changed lives forever. And I just have to ask the question, why? There's nothing but mental illness pops into my head, and a depraved young individual. And he's not the only one. That's the sad part. And that's why we have to stay diligent. We have to watch for such things. We have to lock up our guns. That's where the safe storage laws have come into effect. The enemy is mental illness. It's not guns. Guns are not the evil thing. Guns are inanimate objects. It's like saying the bumper on my car hit that deer and killed it. No, that's not how it works. So legal gun owners are not to blame. But be a responsible gun owner and parent. So lock them up. And my advice is be ready to vote and pay darn close attention to what's going on out there so that we don't lose more of our gun rights. We've been fighting for these gun rights my whole life, and I'm tired of it, to be honest with you. The amount of money I've given to these organizations, and I continue to give, believe me, I get my butt chewed out all the time for my wife saying another check to, you know, this organization or that organization. Just be ready to vote, but be responsible gun owners along the way. Lock up your guns. And, you know, when you go to the range, go have your fun. Do what you got to do. When you get home, if you got kids in the house, the gun's got to be locked up. If you don't have kids in the house, that's different. But if kids come over, nephews, nieces come over, neighborhood kids come over, whatever it is, be ready to put them in safe storage immediately and stick to it. And be very mindful of your carry gun. Make sure you always know where your carry gun's at. That's where people lose track and the cars get broke into and carry guns get stolen. I've had a couple buddies get cleaned right out. Their window smashed, briefcase gone. In that briefcase was their 380 or their 38 special or whatever it was. Gone forever. Why?
Because
they couldn't take it into the building they were going into.
Where do things stand with like biometric safety?
Biometric control. Safes are nice. What
not just safes, but safe like...
Oh, like a gun that only
like
works
a biometric
in your hand.
Trigger.
Yeah, kind of like a 007 thing that you would see, you know, like...
It only fires for you.
Yeah, it's out there. The because
I see more of that coming.
Super high.
It is at
It is
first.
Very expensive. But there are, and I have seen them, but only in prototype, that you have to punch in a code on your gun. But there again, in an emergency situation where
but
you
I'm thinking
one
like,
second to make it work.
You know, like a breathalyzer. Like a breathalyzer for, I mean, that isn't specific to you. You could have somebody else do it.
Yeah.
But you know, your fingerprint, your phone.
Or,
you've got,
you know, you could almost do it where you had where it has to see your face before it'll work. You know, like a phone. That would, you know.
But then you take a picture of it. I mean, there's all sorts of things and ways to get around it. But some sort of biometric thing where it's your fingerprint.
Yep.
And you've got to do it like you do to unlock your phone or whatever it is.
Now, back in the Clinton years, how Smith & Wesson did it was they killed... There's a part on a lot of old Smith & Wessons called a Hillary hole. It's a keyhole, and you get a key with your gun, and you lock the gun so that it doesn't work unless you unlock it. So you have to have that key. So I've got a couple of them, and when I storm, I don't have any kids in the house. I put them in a safe and lock the door. But I have the keys right there in case I need to lock them. But I can't remember the last time I ever locked one of my guns. But if I had a thumb, you know, clearance or had to do facial recognition for the gun to work, it can't be that far off. Because think about it, you know, with all of our phones are that way. Everything I do on my phone, every time I need to use my phone, I got to get my face in front of it.
The technology to recognize and activate with a thumbprint is there. We just have to tie that into the firing mechanism.
Exactly.
It'd have to coordinate with
it. And turn it off. So there would be an internal lock mechanism in the gun. So the technology's certainly there.
But there.
But is it going to do any? Would it have saved Oxford? Probably not, because the dad and mom.
Right.
Gave the child free access to the handgun.
But in general, I mean, but it would probably help cut down on guns being stolen and they used for.
You'd have to tear it apart and modify it to make it work if they're willing to do such thing. So yeah,
there's always a way around it, though, as you point out.
You can have a wonderful car. It'll be $400,000, but you can still hotwire it and steal it. You know. So there's ways around.
It's the intent. If people have bad intent, if they're intent on doing something,
criminals seem to be very diligent. You know? And they will break into your house and steal your stuff. You know, while you're not home, even when you are home.
So the thing, I still get back to it. It's training the people who are tasked with preventing this sort of thing. Vigilance. You know, whether it's from a personal protection order, school safety officer, knowing the people that you're there to protect, knowing where the threats potentially are, how to address those and prevent these things from happening.
We should be having classes at senior citizen centers and teaching them that, you know, let's face it, you're not driving your car anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't need these guns anymore.
Yeah.
Let's make sure they get to the right legal home, safely, stuff like that, safely.
Transferred.
But train. We're going to talk about that in the next segment as we discuss Williams Gun Sight and all the different training classes they have and the safes that they have.
Safe storage,
Yeah.
All right, so, more coming.
Thank you.
When we return, it's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're back after this.